Track 6, more news stories. And as today, April the 10th, is National Hug Your Dog Day, a theme to which we'll be returning later on, our next headline is appropriate. Devon Loves Dogs National Recognition. A pioneering initiative dedicated to promoting responsible dog walking in Devon has achieved national recognition. Devon Loves Dogs has been applauded by the Forestry Commission for its outstanding effort in educating dog walkers on protecting wildlife and natural habitats while they enjoy the countryside. The project, which has been a game changer in harmonising dog walking with environmental preservation, focuses on creating a positive experience for dogs, dog walkers and nature. Its walks have included Dawlish Countryside Park and Ridgetop Park in Exminster. Its educational focus not only helps dog owners enjoy scenic outdoor spaces with their pets, but also actively involves them in efforts to protect wildlife and the environment. One of its most popular activities are Waggy Walks, guided by a wildlife ranger who takes groups of dog walkers around countryside and woodland, sharing valuable insights on nature management and how dogs can contribute to conservation efforts. The first Waggy Walk took place in 2017. Since its inception, 1,310 participants have joined in walks spanning a total of 300 miles across East Devon, Exeter and Teebridge. Devon Loves Dogs has built a strong community of dog lovers, engaging with almost 10,000 people at events since it was launched. The initiative has staged 160 pop-up events where Julie Owen, Devon Loves Dogs coordinator, greets dog walkers, helping them learn about caring for wildlife. Julie said, "The recognition from the Forestry Commission highlights Devon Loves Dogs as a model for responsible outdoor recreation. We play a vital role in not only raising awareness of wildlife conservation, but also enhancing the experience of dog walking in the countryside."
More than 80 lives saved by the RNLI last year. The Royal National Lifeboat Institute responded to more than 6,000 incidents across the southwest last year, saving 80 lives. The charity's lifeguards responded to almost 7,000 incidents, aided over 9,000 people and saved 43 lives, while volunteer lifeboat crews launched 1,475 times, saving 39 lives, and spent more than 10,000 hours at sea. As the Easter school holidays approach, RNLI lifesavers are preparing up for a busy period with the charity's lifeguards, ready to return to beaches across the region. From Saturday, April the 5th, to Monday, April the 21st, RNLI lifeguards will patrol 26 beaches across the southwest. RNLI regional lifeguard lead for the southwest, Guy Botterill, says the lifeguards have been working closely with local authorities and private beach owners on the roll out of the lifeguard service and to ensure the beaches and lifeguard units are ready and equipped for the 2025 lifeguard season. He says, "Our lifeguards are experts on the local beach risks, tides and weather conditions. So please speak to them for advice and information. It's important to remember that the water is usually at its coldest at this time of the year, which increases the risk of cold water shock. Additionally, the winter weather at your local beach might have altered the landscape and terrain. So it's essential to familiarise yourself with any new hazards, such as rip currents or exposed rocks."
Popular Disco donates to RNLI. A popular disco for the over-60s in Dawlish continues to help local charities and good causes. But as well as providing a valuable evening's entertainment, the entrance fee to the event, which is held at the Strand Centre, is used to support the charities. The latest cheque to the RNLI for £100 was handed over by disco organisers Carol Tamlin and Linda Marsh and was received by RNLI representative Wendy Richard. Performing music duties for the monthly discos is DJ Steve Jessup. Last month's donations were given to the Talking Newspaper for Tynmouth and Dawlish.
A world champion boxer joined students in Kingstainton to coach a session aimed at helping mental health. Rachel McKenzie, former world number one Thai boxer and British boxing champion, ran a day of training at Teen School. The initiative was aimed at giving students the tools and techniques needed to support their peers with mental health challenges. The 20 students took part in a training day organised as part of the Youth Sports Trust's Active in Mind initiative. The training, which combined physical games and strategies aimed to show the student ambassadors how to use sport and physical activity as a means to engage and support other young people facing mental health difficulties. Through hands-on activities, students learned how to connect with others and provide helpful, healthy ways to manage mental health. The day concluded with the ambassadors preparing to create and lead their own mental health support programs in their respective schools. Working closely with a lead member of staff, the students will have the responsibility of organizing and managing these initiatives.
One in 10 people in town are on disability benefits. One in 10 working age people in Newton Abbott are claiming disability benefits, new research suggests. The think tank, More in Common, surveyed nearly 3,900 people in England, Scotland and Wales over a six-day period in March and found that 58% of people believe the disability benefit cuts are a bad idea. Using figures from the Department for Work and Pensions and the Office for National Statistics, further analysis from the think tank and the poverty charity Joseph Rowntree Foundation found the upcoming disability benefit cuts will hit the most in Labour's heartlands across England and Wales. This comes after the government announced reforms to the welfare system in the spring budget last month, including tightening eligibility for personal independence payment, known as PIP, and replacing the Universal Credit Limited Capability for work and work-related activity with a new UC health element. The research suggests 10% of the working age population in Newton Abbott was claiming PIP or LCWRA benefits in August of last year. Analysis of the figures by the JRF found constituencies where the government's proposed cuts will likely hit the most are where the largest share of people are claiming working age health-related benefits. And the 10 areas where the greatest proportion of people are claiming these benefits are led by Labour Members of Parliament. Katie Schumacher, Principal Policy Advisor at the poverty charity Joseph Rowntree Foundation, said, "The public wants a social security system that is there for them when they need it, and that includes being sick or disabled." She added that the disability benefits cuts will impact formal, industrial and coastal constituencies the most, saying up to one in five working age adults rely on these payments in some areas. The research also suggests that more than one in 20 working age people in central Devon are claiming disability benefits. The research suggests 8.1% of the working age population in central Devon was claiming PIP or LCWRA benefits in August last year.